It's Palm Sunday, and we have our palms with us.
That's right. Raise your palms. Let's see them. Very good.
Hallelujah.
It always worried me, why a donkey? Why a donkey? Why not a beautiful white steed with gold tassels all over it, et cetera, et cetera? Well, God had a better idea than I did, so he chose the donkey. And he chose it to show the precious meekness and gentleness of Jesus. In Eastern culture, which I did not know, but in Eastern culture, the horse is a symbol of war. And Jesus wasn't going to the cross for war, to stir up war. But the donkey's a symbol of peace. And that's what he knew his going to the cross would present for you and I for today. Jesus came in gentleness, in meekness, in peace to bring salvation. And I thought, why this Palm Sunday? Why did God do it? Did he have some reason? Because the custom was to spread the palms on the ground of someone worthy, and then they would walk over them. And the palm branches are a symbol of triumph and honor and victory. And then I really said, God, why? And I thought, man, he knew his son was headed for the cross. He knew his son was headed for excruciating pain. He had to take that pain. Not only the stripes that he felt on his back, but the bleeding, the knife through his side. My gracious, that's a traumatic experience. And I wonder, and I ask God, Father, did you do that to show him there was victory? Give him a taste of that victory as he walked down that path with the palm branches on the ground and people waving the palms in victory, to give him a taste of that before he went to the cross. And I concluded that I think that's exactly what our Father had in mind. He is so good, and he loved Jesus. Yeah. The Father God loves you and I, yeah. But he loved Jesus, and he knew what he was putting him through, what he was having him walk through, and he did it for you and for me.
That
we might be forgiven. That we might not only be forgiven for ourselves, but to be able to extend that forgiveness to other people. Jesus did it for you and for me. So let's stand and let's say Matthew 21:9 together from the New King James Version. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.